line in the snow. It slunk down the road for a minute, turned, and raised one fist towards the rickety cottage nestled in the woods behind it. Its fingers hung there in a bunch, and snapped open with a crack. The cottage burst into roaring flames, shattering both the silence and the darkness. The figure lowered its hand and whispered,
"I'm doing you a favor. There will be no place in my world for someone like you."
The figure turned and melted into the night. Chapter 2. Karsten's Visitor. The Middle Space. Hand in hand, Johan and Brigada dashed towards the open portal, anxious to explore the new world that lay before them. Right before they flew through the passage, an enormous figure reared up in front of them.
"Halt," it said, with a tone of authority. "I need to see proof of authorization."
The figure was several feet taller than either of them and covered with segmented white armor that gave it the appearance of being an enormous insect. The two children exchanged a glance, unsure of what the strange being wanted to see.
What do you mean?" asked Johan.
"Brigada and I are traveling from the Canicle Kingdom. We want to travel. See other places."
"Extend your right hand," said the figure.
Johan extended his hand, not wanting to see what would happen should he refuse. The armored figure placed its own hand above Johan's, and an intense red light shone onto Johan's skin. It revealed a mark there that Johan had never seen before, a dot with a long stem trailing off it. The helmeted head shook slowly back and forth, creating a loud creaking sound.
"I'm sorry. This is a restricted route, and you do not have the proper authorization. I cannot let you pass.
I shall have to return you to the nearest authorized portal." Before either of them could react, the figure shot out his hand, and they both flew backwards. Johan had just enough time to glance over his shoulder to see the new door they were heading towards before it swallowed them up. Adar Oberstein, Germany, 1948. Johan and Brigada emerged into the sunlight. They inhaled deeply, almost in unison, and surveyed the scene that stretched out for miles in every direction. Craggy forested hills, shrouded by whips of fog being chased off by emerging sunlight. Johan turned to his dearest friend, and his grin stretched his skin tight.
"Wow, it's beautiful," finished Brigada, trying to rival Johan's grin. "How far do you think it goes?"
Johan spun around slowly, taking in every detail of the landscape. He shrugged.
"Hard to say. I can't see any end to it. Unless..."
Brigada leaned in closer.
"Unless what?"
Johan arched one eyebrow as if having stumbled on a delicious secret.
"Unless the walls of this box happen to be blue."
Brigada laughed and swatted his arm.
"Why don't I use my slingshot and see if I can hit them? Hmm? What do you say?"
Johan took a step back and studied his friend.
"I didn't think you still carried that around. You do have a sword now."
Brigada reached into her traveling cloak and withdrew her well-worn wooden slingshot.
"There are just some things you can't do with a sword. I don't think it would have been much help against that fox. Fiery... thing."
Johan placed a hand on Brigada's back.
"Too true.
All right, you should keep it around."
He raised a finger and indicated the horizon.
"Why don't you aim out there? There's something to hit.
I'll bet you can."
Brigada stepped forward and fished in her pocket for a handful of stones. With carefully practiced motions, she fit one of the stones into the slingshot, took a few seconds to adjust her aim, and then let the stone fly. It sailed in a straight line into the heavens and disappeared against a backdrop of riveting blue. They both leaned forward, craning their ears for any sound or change in the blue canvas of the sky.
"Nothing," concluded.